You're listening to the People Over Profit podcast. Hi, I'm Justine Beauregard. Since 2008, I've been helping small businesses and entrepreneurs increase their income in ways that feel good to them. For decades, we've been led to believe that business is just a numbers game, but really, it's a relationships game. On this show, you'll learn what it takes to create more income without sacrificing your integrity or your joy to do it. With fresh takes on sales, marketing, and other growth-focused topics, you'll be able to lead your business or team to greater success by focusing on quality connections, not vanity metrics. If you believe in putting people first, you belong here. Now, let's spend some quality time together. When it comes to selling, the fortune is in the follow-ups. So why do so many of us struggle to come up with a good way to stay on top of the connections that we're working so hard to build? I think it's because we don't have a great process yet. So if you're trying to figure out how to get better at creating a workflow for following up with people and keeping those genuine connections flowing and turning into sales, this episode is going to be a game changer for you. I've received multiple messages now from pop fans. That's what I'm going to call listeners of this podcast for now, which is People Over Profit, P-O-P, pop. One recently said it so beautifully that I'm actually going to quote her. She said, "Justine, I've been having a lot of coffee chats over the past 6 months, and I have met so many amazing people. But where I'm really struggling is how to keep the conversation going, knowing how often to follow up, and when to know to move on to the next person." A lot of salespeople will tell you that a CRM or customer relationship management tool, like a HubSpot or Go High Level, is your best next step. But I don't always agree. I think CRMs are wonderful, but they are also best for a team or business owners who are meeting far more people in a week than they can manage on their own. And my belief is that if you're meeting more people in a week than you can manage on your own, you better be converting them into sales so you can easily afford a CRM and a VA to help you manage it. And how I see this request and many of your requests around how to follow up is that it's more of a process issue than a tools issue. This is something that you want to fix so that you can stay top of mind, to sow the seeds that you are planting, measure your ROI or your return on investment, and that's not just money, but also time and energy, and be more strategic in your business across the board. So I want to start by stripping it all down and really talking about the high-level process of just how to keep the conversation going. Then we can talk about deciding how you want to follow up and when to move on. So I'm actually going to tackle these in reverse order because I think knowing when to move on is the simplest of the three. And it's just when that tree no longer bears fruit. So if you are touching base and those people are replying and you're having some sort of dialogue, you have opportunities to edit your process until you get the outcome you're looking for from each exchange. So until you find your ideal process, you're going to want to continue taking different approaches, testing different messaging, and seeing what works based on the people that you're talking to. There's no timeline, but the timeline that you set, and you're going to set that with your own benchmarks. So if you're meeting people and they convert to a customer directly or indirectly within 6 months, your goal is to meet or beat that the next time. So don't trickle down communication to nothing simply because you haven't gotten the response you'd hoped for. Take it as a challenge to find a better way. Okay, you want to think about consistency in your process so you know where to optimize instead of changing it up with every person that you meet. And this actually brings me to my next point, which is how often you follow up. So this will, again, be determined by your process, your funnels, your strategy, what makes sense based on the business you have and the goals that you set. I coach people who follow up with their leads once a month. I also coach people who follow up once a day. The main deciding factor is value. If you have something valuable to say or share or offer, do that. If you're following up just to stay top of mind, or because you have no real foresight or process designed around it, or you're feeling urgency to make a sale, or they reached out to you and you're not quite sure what to do, so you just keep going back and forth and offering all this extra value and postponing or delaying the offer part of the process, you want to hold off, sit back, reflect, and use your time to create a process, because you're going to end up squandering more opportunities as they pop up. Probably really great opportunities that can translate into sales for you with the right process for you. So think about what you want to say and share with them. Think about their level of interest the last time you spoke. Think about how you can maybe segment your email list to deliver more relevant messages to certain types of people depending on where you're meeting them, or the questions they're asking you, or the things that they're expressing interest in. And then find the tools that you can use to make it easier on you and on them to take the next step. So I'll use my process as an example. I use Zapier to integrate my calendar with my email service provider. And this automates my ongoing communications with people depending on what they signed up for and what they expressed interest in. It also blends with my existing funnels. So I have a filtering system for my inbox. I can easily see who my latest connections are in terms of who's a general lead, who's a potential partner, who's a potential customer, and where are my potential speaking opportunities. The key is not to overcomplicate it. Too much tech, too much complexity in your process will just add more opportunities for the process to break and more admin work to your plate that prevents you from reaching more people with less effort. So you want to keep it simple. But you also want it robust enough so that it's feeling easy to you the whole way through. And if you just listen to all of that and you were like, Justine, I'm still confused, I still don't know what to do, you need to reach out to me, or you need to reach out to somebody who can help you design your ideal sales process and figure out what those funnels look like and how you're moving people from when they're meeting you to when they're deciding whether they want to work with you, hire you, buy from you, or not. Okay, because that is problem number one to solve. Then there's what to do to keep the conversation going. And this has many approaches. Ultimately, it goes back to the funnels that we just talked about. What are the main ways that people can get in touch with you? And what are the main ways that you commit to consistently reach them? I'm going to give you more examples. So hopefully this feels easier as you see and hear models of success, okay? You might have two core funnels, and I will use one of my clients this time as an example because we just set up her funnels and they're really good. Her first funnel is for partners. So she does a lot of networking, makes dozens of new connections every single week, and her process includes getting these people on a 30-minute call, adding their contact details to a partner spreadsheet, and then branching them into one or both of two tracks. Track number one is invited to join her monthly hour-long partnership connection call so they can network more and build a community. And the other track joins her email list, where she sends out a monthly update to all of her partners that request it, with how she can support them, more information about her active offers for the month, and any questions or things that she needs to cover. These are simple, consistent ways for her to nurture relationships with partners, because partners are what drive her business. On the direct sales side, on the customer side, she has a totally different funnel. So she hosts a monthly live workshop that's packed with value, and then she offers free 30-minute one-to-one calls at the end of the workshop for anyone who wants to explore more support, and then converts a percentage of them into one-on-one clients. For anyone who does not take her up on the offer for that one-to-one call, she then drops them into the second tier of her funnel, which is where she follows up through email, shifting them to her general lead nurturing emails at a frequency of once a week so she can stay top of mind until they're ready. By the way, she's automating all of this. She already sends out those top of mind emails, so there's no added work for her ongoing nurturing, which is how it should be. And I want you to notice what I didn't say. She is not relying on social media and the 2-5% of her followers who may or may not see her content as the only way to nurture her people. She is not relying solely on a spreadsheet that takes her forever to update. She is not using 5 different types of software or a CRM tool or anything too complicated. She simply set up systems to support her, and in turn, she's able to support her new community of potential customers, partners, friends of her brand, and collaborators. So what I want you to do now is think about, A, do you make enough money to afford a CRM and have enough leads to justify it that you want to go get that set up and have a VA maybe help you implement it for a few hours a week? Or B, do you want to skip the CRM, think about what you're doing already to nurture your network, and create a system that is so simple you can build it, you can use it, you can improve it, you can support yourself with it as you continue to grow with minimal effort? Either way, I want you to think, what is the best next step for you in terms of following up and nurturing your leads, thinking about these examples that I've shared today and how they could potentially be tweaked to fit your business, and making decisions not from the perspective of, I can't afford it or I'm not sure, to it's worth the investment of time, money, energy, whatever currency you need to use. And it's going to be simple for me to execute on or leverage week after week. That's the goal with follow-ups. You want it to be easy for you to follow up with people consistently. You want to feel clear about how you do it, and you want it to be effective and actually translate into sales. And if those things aren't happening, it's time to go take a cold, hard look at all of your processes that have to do with nurturing and leads, and figure out where the gaps are, where your opportunities are, and what your best next step is going to be. If you found this episode helpful, hit the subscribe button. And if you haven't yet, please rate and review the show. I appreciate your honest feedback. Plus, it helps more people find this content so they can grow their businesses by putting people first too. And if you have any questions or ideas for future episodes, send them to justine@justinebeauregard.com. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you next week.